Aki Kaurismäki and his brother Mika have a movie theater in Finland where they show independent films from around the world, offbeat movies like Jim Jarmusch's Mystery Train. Now Aki is getting a chance to have his own film shown in American theaters. He's Finland's most prolific filmmaker. In today's New York Times, he was described as having made 8 smashingly original films in 7 years. 2 of his movies are part of the current New York Film Festival. Another, Leningrad Cowboys Go America, premieres in New York November 2nd. The film begins in Siberia, where a band is auditioning for a producer from Melodia Records. The band is so bad, the producer tells them, "Go to America, they'll take anything there." And the rest of the film follows the band as they tour America, trying to learn English and trying to learn to play rock and roll. The band is played by an actual Finnish underground band that has become very popular. The movie is shot on location in American clubs and lounges. I asked Kaurismäki if he knew the kinds of places he was after.
Just took some cars and went on the road, and whatever, whenever I saw an interesting place, I said, "Stop here," and I went alone in the bar and said, asked one beer, and then after a while I said, "Well, I'm from Europe, I'm making a film, some kind of film here, could I shoot here?" And they said, "Normally, yes, of course, help yourself." And then I went to the door and whistled. And then 30 people came in with a sound studio and lamps and this and that. And 45 minutes we were out. And the scene was made.
Hello.
Hi.
We are a rock and roll band. Can we play here?
Sure, help yourself.
50-50.
Okay.
In the film, they never heard of rock and roll before they come here. Nobody knows what rock and roll is. The manager buys them a book where there's some notes for rock and roll, and I thought it would be nice to start with Rock and Roll Is Here to Stay, to show their development in their first touch with American rock and roll.
When you were thinking, this band is supposed to be a really bad band, were you trying to imagine what the worst rock and roll band would look and sound like?
I've seen many lousy rock and roll bands, so I know how they'll sound.
Did you want to get some of that sound?
Well, of course, they couldn't play so bad because it would be torture for the audience, but there's a certain style that they don't sound like a professional box office band.
The way the band is dressed in the movie, first of all, they have these like pompadour hairdos that extend like cantilevers about a foot beyond their foreheads. And they all have like matching shoes that come to these foot-long points in front of their toes. Where did you come up with those hairdos and costumes?
Well, the hair, they had the style of the hair before. But I thought it's not balanced, so I made the shoes look like same so they don't fall down in the wind.
So you mean the Leningrad Cowboys actually wear those hairdos?
Yeah, but the next style they have is the Jewish rabbi style.
What?
A Jewish rabbi.
That's the style they also wear?
They will use it next.
In your movie, you have all the members of the band standing very upright when they perform. They walk in a straight line. They eat in a straight line. They sleep in a straight line. What were you getting at with that?
Well, for myself, I explained this is a picture of old Russian, the class hierarchy, which is that the manager is the man who owns the land, and the band is the peasants, and the one village lunatic who runs after the car is the slave. I want to film somehow reflect the social systems of the world.
Now, apparently you and your brother produce about 1/3 of Finland's movie output.
That's a dirty lie. We produce half.
What is the state of the Finnish film industry? How many movies get made there? Is there much of an industry?
No, there were three quite big companies like ours and two others, but one of them made a bankrupt last week, so now there's only two. And we probably make a bankrupt next week, so...
Was there a way to apprentice other filmmakers when you were getting started, since there's so few of them in the country?
There was an older generation with different tradition, and then we started and we changed quite a lot the whole system.
What was the difference between your generation and your predecessors?
Well, there used to be a tradition of naturalistic epic films based on the books written in 30s or 40s or 20s, and more like a studio style and a Slav film style. And when we started to go back to the streets and take them ideas from modern nowadays life and backyards and back rooms and streets and bars. And we also documented what was left of Finnish culture.
What was left of Finnish culture? Is there not much Finnish culture left?
No, we have started to speak English nowadays. Advertising is already in English.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And have American and English movies always been popular there?
Yeah, and Finland has since 50s been most influenced of American culture than any other country in the world, I guess. In Europe, anyway.
So when you were growing up, did you have to watch movies with subtitles?
Yeah.
Or did you speak English when you were young?
Well, not much, of course, but depends how young you mean. When I was 2 years old, I didn't even speak Finnish. But we have no dubbing in Finland. It's too small country for that. So all the films I saw with subtitling, which was good because I learned English when I heard it from the soundtrack, and I also saw it written. So I more or less learned English by watching television and films.
Now, you also run a film festival. It's called the Midnight Sun Festival. And you hold it 100 miles north of the Arctic Circle during a time when the sun doesn't set. This seems very self-defeating to me, since you need it to be dark for the movies, right?
Yeah, but we show the movies inside. I had a dream of outside screenings, but it's quite impossible when the sun never goes down. That's why we are going to change the festival to be in January, when there's dark for 2 months and no sun at all.
Oh, are you really that?
And outside screenings, and all the guests who are over 70 get an extra blanket. The only thing is inside is the projector.
So tell me why you set your film festival so far north.
Because we had experience from film festivals where people never meet. They're in big cities and nobody ever sees anybody. And so we put it in a small place from far north, and it's 300 miles every direction. There's nothing except tundra, so nobody can escape and they have to talk. But in fact, we finished the festival last summer. It was last fifth and last time, so it's goodbye now.
Oh, I see. You have two movies now that were just screened at the New York Film Festival.
Yeah, that's true.
One of them's called I Hired a Contract Killer, and the other, Match Factory Girl. Can you tell us a little bit about each of them?
Well, the Match Factory Girl is a very tiny little film of a tiny little Match Factory Girl. It's very much influenced by Bresson Dreyer style of filmmaking. And it's a little minimal film, very short also. And I Hired a Contract Killer is much bigger, and it's in English. The Match Factory Girl is in Finnish. And the Contract Killer is shot in London with Jean-Pierre Leo and Margie Clark and Kenneth Colin. And it's some kind of a tragicomical crime film, but not too much blood in it.
I actually haven't seen Jean-Pierre Leo in a new movie in a long time. Our listeners will know him from a lot of François Truffaut's movies. How did you get to work with him in the movie?
Yeah, this was his first main role in 15 years. Well, I just used to admire him when I was young, and so I went to Paris and I called him and said, let's meet in the bar. And we met in the bar, and I said, I have this kind of idea, and I will pay you this much, and you have to do it in London in English. And he said, all right. Then I went home and wrote the script.
Were you happy with the way it worked out, working with him?
Yes, I'm very, very happy with the work of Jean-Pierre Léaud. I'm not very happy with my own work, but I never am, so.
Do you plan on staying in the United States or making more movies here?
No, I make one in Paris and then one in Ireland. And after that, I don't know. I'd like to make another one here.
So you're truly an international filmmaker now.
Yes, it seems to be that I'm international in the way that I don't work in one place only.
And you distribute films from around the country. I mean, your interests seem to really be international.
Well, I'm interested to be a human being, but it's very hard for me.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
I thank you.
Filmmaker Aki Kaurismäki.